Talking about money is hard. People all over the world were taught never to talk about money, politics, sex, or religion in polite company. But on this show, my goal is to remove money from that list. And so I'm excited to bring you 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning from Blind Nil Audio and executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines. Follow and listen to 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning with me, Carl Richards, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the podcast host of the Just Glow With It podcast, where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth. So in today's episode, I wanted to share my own personal do's and don'ts when it comes to being my best self. These are the things that over the years I found have either prevented me from being my best self or have helped me in showing up as the best version of myself. Now, of course, what works for me may not apply for you. So take what resonates, leave what doesn't. These are just the things that I've personally found that have impacted my life and how I show up for myself in a positive or negative way. So I really hope that you enjoy this episode. And before we get into it, I just wanted to let you know that I posted my first official vlog of 2023 on my YouTube channel on Sunday. In that vlog, I bring you along with me and share my weekly reset routine. I bring you along with me as I have a solo self-care night, and I also share some of my lifestyle tips in how I cycle sync my life and schedule my life according to my cycle. So if you are interested in that kind of content, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link to that is in the show notes. Also, I know I have a lot of new listeners in the last few weeks. We have grown quite a bit. So if you're new here and if you've been loving the podcast so far, I would so appreciate if you could leave either an iTunes or Spotify review so that more people can discover the podcast. Share this podcast with anyone who you think may enjoy it just as much. And if you wish to continue to support the podcast and support me, be sure to check out our sponsor for today's episode. It allows me to do what I love, show up for you all, and create the content that you all love. So that is all I really have to say for today's episode. I kind of just want to jump into it and share my do's and don'ts. I have about 8 all together, so 4 do's and 4 don'ts. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So my first do when it comes to being my best self is do make a commitment to yourself and stick to it. Every change that you desire begins with a decision to want more for yourself, to better yourself, a decision to never settle, a decision to make changes happen. And when it comes to making commitments to yourself and sticking to it, it all comes down to self-discipline. And the way that I look at self-discipline now is more from a place of self-love. So now when I make commitments to myself and I set goals and create these new habits, instead of looking it as, okay, I have to do these things, I'm more in the mindset of I get to show up for myself and do all of these things for myself that make me feel good. And I've also learned to fall in love with my daily habits and with my routines, which may sound kind of strange because, you know, to some people, routines are boring and not pleasant, but it really does help with staying disciplined and focused and committed to yourself. When I used to look at my commitments as chores and burdens, it was very hard for me to feel inspired or motivated to show up and do those things, versus now I look at them as something to look forward to and something that I enjoy doing. It's now become a part of who I am and a part of my lifestyle. Making this kind of mental shift has really helped me in sticking to the commitments that I make for myself. Also, knowing that I am worth these commitments. I'm worth doing these things. I'm worth prioritizing myself and practicing my daily habits. It all starts with committing to yourself to want to be better, do better, be healthier, be balanced, whatever your commitments are. It all starts with deciding deciding that you want to make those changes and deciding that there is no other option than to progress and grow and move in the direction that you desire. Once you kind of give yourself that there's no other way but forward, you really do start to show up for yourself and be more disciplined and really commit to yourself, because what other choice do you have? So my first don't when it comes to being my best self is, don't stay in environments that do not serve you. Our environments, whether that's our home environment, work environment, the friendships that we keep, those things have a direct impact on our growth, and they will either hinder our growth or help us grow. I have personal experience with being in environments that have stunted my growth or helped me grow, but I know someone in my own life personally who was attempting to better themselves, but it was very difficult to do that being in the environment that they were in, because as they were actively trying to better themselves, better their habits, better their mindset, they were also constantly being belittled and made to feel less than. And every time they tried to get back up and, you know, work on themselves, they had people bringing them back down. And when you are in the very, very beginning stages of your own self-growth journey, being pushed down when you're barely trying to get up is very, very difficult to deal with. So every time that this person tried to better themselves, they had people in their environment shitting on them, basically making them feel less than and making it more difficult for them to grow. And once this person removed themselves out of that environment and they were in their own space where they didn't have to hear that negativity or deal with, you know, people's toxic behavior, that is when they began to truly flourish and evolve like I've never seen before. And now looking at them now and where they're at in their life and their mindset and just who they are and how they show up for themselves, they are a completely, completely different person, like black and white. It just goes to show that it's very, very difficult to grow and be the best version of yourself if your environment does not support you in that process. I'm not saying that it's impossible, because anything is possible, but it is surely more and more difficult to do so, and it might take you a little bit longer. And just to give you a little bit more perspective, trying to grow in an environment that doesn't serve you is like trying to dig yourself out of a hole, and the people in your environment, instead of trying to help you get out of that hole, they just keep pouring more dirt into the hole. And if you can't necessarily remove yourself from the environment right away, start with setting energetic, physical boundaries, whatever type of boundaries that you need. Well, I will give you a real life example in my own life. I have a great relationship with my parents now. Everything's fine and dandy, but when I was younger, in my late teens, early 20s, my relationship with my parents was a little bit more hostile. Like, it was just a very difficult time in my life and our lives, I can say. And so before I moved out and like things were kind of hostile and it wasn't really a good environment for me to be in order to kind of cope with my environment and not let it affect me as much, I kept myself as busy as possible so that I could spend less time at home. On my podcast, you know, I talk about removing yourself from like hustle culture and things like that. But during that time of my life, it did benefit me because it was keeping me out of my environment for majority of the days. So during that time in my life, I had two jobs and I was going to school. So I would leave my home really early in the morning before anyone was really awake. You know, I would spend my mornings at school, and then I would head to my first job, and then after my first job around like 3 p.m. I would have like an hour until my next job, and then I would work as a server from like 4 p.m. to whenever it was, and then I would come home pretty late at night when everyone was kind of like in bed already, and that would be my days. Now, I'm not saying that's the most ideal situation or that's something that I would want to deal with again, but I did what I had to do during that time so that I wasn't impacted by my environment as much. And eventually, because of my hard work and staying, you know, focused, I was able to save up enough money to move out of my parents' house, move out of that environment that didn't serve me. And here we are today. And like I said, I have an amazing relationship with my parents now, but it's because I was able to remove myself from the environment and go on my own journey and heal and grow. And because of that, I'm able to have a healthier relationship with my parents. Remove yourself from environments that don't serve you. And if you're not able to do so right away, do what you need to do to protect yourself while you are there, whether it's setting physical boundaries, emotional boundaries, choosing to not react or respond to things. There's always things that we can do with our circumstances and what we are dealing with. Okay, so my second do is do seek expanders. So the term expanders is a concept that I discovered by a manifestation coach. Her name is Lacey Phillips. You may have heard of her. I think she has a podcast and she has programs and things like that. But my interpretation of what an expander is someone who is able to open your eyes to new possibilities and expand, hence the word expanders, expand your beliefs. So it's very similar to the concept of seeing is believing. So when you see other people doing something or having something or accomplishing something, you realize that if they can do it, so can you. And because I wanted to live a certain life and be a different version of myself that I hadn't yet seen or experienced in my physical reality, I needed to seek out people who were already living that life and had the same qualities that I desire to have as well. And that doesn't mean that you're trying to copy someone else. It's just a way to expand your mind and see what is possible for you. I know for a lot of us, it's very hard to believe that something is possible if you've never seen anyone do it before, if you've never experienced it before, or if you don't personally know anyone who's kind of done those things. So if you have any limiting beliefs or if you have these barriers around what you believe is possible, in order to reach your fullest potential and be your best self, it is so, so important that you seek expanders in your life throughout your journey. An expander for me has been and still is Kimberly Wenya from the Kimberly Wenya podcast. If you've been here for a while, then you know that she was my mentor. I worked with her as a private client, and I also worked for her as her assistant at one point. And having her in my life was such a catalyst for me in my own journey because she was a girl who was my age. She grew up similar to myself, you know, she had similar limiting beliefs and programming that she was told as a child, and she was able to overcome those things and create her dream life and have a successful coaching business and make a certain amount of money that she didn't see anyone in her family make. And I learned so much from her, whether that was from just listening to her podcast or consuming her content on social media, also working with her as a client and working for her as her assistant. Having her in my life helped me expand my beliefs like no other, because I saw someone who was similar to me doing things that I couldn't imagine doing, but seeing her do it made me realize what was possible for me. Expanders can literally be anyone, and you don't have to know them in real life either. It could be like your boss, it could be people that you choose to follow on social media, it could be an author, a friend, it could be anyone who expands your beliefs and your mind to what is possible. Like the quote says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And it is so, so true. Another expander that I've recently come across in my life is Bailey Brown, which you've probably heard me talk about in my last episode and also in my vlog. She is the founder of the Align app that I've been obsessed with. And it's so funny because before I found her, I was getting into this whole cycle syncing, wanting to learn more about my hormones. And I felt like I was at this stage in my life where I wanted to learn more about my health and wellness and expand my knowledge. And so I had been doing my own research and just opening myself up to learning more about things that I haven't learned about before. The moment that I decided, okay, I want to commit to optimizing my health and wellness in 2023, I want to learn as much as I can about my body, my hormones, and aligning my life with that, that is when I came across Bailey Brown. It just felt like such a synchronicity when I came across her platforms because it was exactly what I was looking for, and I knew that I came across her content when I was ready to receive the information that she has available. And so now she is a current expander in my own life as I'm learning more about the different aspects of health and wellness and hormones and cycle syncing and things like that. So if you are currently on the hunt for an expander in your own life, set an intention to receive and be guided towards those people. Okay, my second don't when it comes to being your best self is don't continue the same behavior that is keeping you stuck and keeping you from growing. I'm sure you've heard the quote, life will bring you the same test over and over again until you learn the lesson, and it is 100% true. I didn't start seeing real change in my life and within myself until I started learning from the same mistakes that I kept repeating, whether that was choosing to go back to the same guy in my early 20s or making goals for myself and then not taking action and procrastinating, or jumping from job to job because I was trying to find fulfillment in those jobs when it was already within me and I needed to create a career for myself. Until I was able to recognize the patterns and the behaviors that I kept repeating and then change my behavior and choose to, you know, walk a different path or choose a different option, that is then when my life began to get better and I began to evolve. So if you find in your own life that you keep experiencing the same situations but with different people or different places, there is a lesson there that you are not quite understanding or grasping, and you will keep experiencing those same situations in a different form, in a different person, in a different job, in a different situation, until you are able to understand whatever lesson that is that you're meant to learn. Okay, so my next do is do be delusional. And I know the term be delusional is super trendy right now, but I've been delusional since like 2014, okay? So I've been doing this for a minute now, and it's because of my delusion to think that I can do certain things that has led me where I am right now in my life. Being delusional is important because there are going to be people that tell you you can't do something or try to evoke fear into your plans and your goals, or they try to keep you in the box that they have decided that you must stay in. And maybe it's not always coming from a negative place, but that is when you have to put up your boundaries and say, okay, that might be what you choose to believe, but I don't subscribe to that. Sometimes it's even your own self telling you these things, and you have to tell yourself the same thing and set those boundaries with yourself. And you have to stop othering yourself or seeing yourself as separate from what you want to be or what you want to have. Maybe right now you are a broke college student who sleeps all day, is up all night. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just, you know, trying to paint a picture here. But maybe that is the type of person you are right now, but you really dream of being a successful entrepreneur who has a 5 a.m. morning routine, who does hot Pilates and this, that, and the other. Again, one is not better than the other. I'm just trying to paint a picture. Before you can become that successful entrepreneur who wakes up at 5 a.m., you have to believe that you are already that person. Something that I learned in The Atomic Habits that I'm currently reading is that what we believe is going to impact our habits. So if you believe that you are lazy and unmotivated and undisciplined, your habits are going to reflect those beliefs. Versus if you believe, I am a healthy, I am a motivated, driven, successful person, your actions are going to reflect those beliefs. So even if who you are right now and what your life looks like is completely different than what you are aspiring, you have to just be delusional and believe that, no, you are already that person. You already have those things, and align your habits, your energy to match that. My next don't is don't stay in your comfort zone. As someone who really prefers my comfort zone and I love just staying in my safe place, I don't like hearing this as much as the next person, but it's so essential in being your best self. You have to put yourself in situations and positions that scare you a little in order to grow. And I will be the first to admit that everything that I've done thus far in my career and in my journey and just life in general has made me nervous. Posting my first podcast episode, posting my first YouTube video, moving to a new state, hosting my first in-person live event. Through all of those moments in my life, I was so uncomfortable, I was so scared, I was so nervous. Those moments are also when I stepped into being my best self and became more of, you know, the person that I am today. And even now, like when I do new things, I still get nervous when I'm doing something new for the first time. And I think that's only normal. We can't get comfortable or confident with something until we do it over and over again. Our fears hold so many of us back from reaching our fullest potential, and it stops us from living the life that we deserve. And honestly, this is one of my biggest fears in life, which is why I'm so passionate about personal growth and being your best self and stepping outside of your comfort zone. Sorry if I sound a little nasally right now. I can feel my nose kind of like getting a little stuffy, but please bear with me. Anyways, as I was saying, I know that everyone is on their own journey, and I never want to push something on someone if it's not a part of their journey. However, I am here for the people who do want to reach their fullest potential and who do want to create a life that they are in love with, and they wake up each day and just think to themselves, wow, this is my life. I made this happen. This is what I get to experience each day. That is who I am here for. So if you are trying to be your best self, create a life you love, do not stay in your comfort zone, because it is not there. I promise you it isn't. So my next do is do prioritize yourself first, no matter what. It is absolutely essential to being your best self. And I love that more people from all walks of life are speaking on this, because I know it's so easy for people to think, you know, when I say this, prioritize yourself and things like that, I know it's so easy for other people to be like, well, that's easy for you to say, you don't have kids or you don't have 9 to 5 and things like that. And that is true, but I actually came across a TikTok the other morning of a mom, and she was basically saying how she does not feel guilty at all for putting herself first or for making time for herself, whether that's to go to the gym or to get her nails done or go shopping or whatever, you know, she wants to do, because A, she loves to make herself feel good, and B, she knows that the better that she prioritizes herself as a person, the better she can show up as a mother, as a wife, as a friend. And I really couldn't agree more. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but you don't get an award for being the most overworked, the most burnt out, and having the longest to-do list. And my last don't when it comes to being your best self is don't strive for perfection, seek balance instead. Striving for perfection is setting yourself up to fail. And listen, it's good to have a routine. It's good to have a plan. You guys know I'm very much a routine kind of person. I thrive on my routine. But with that, I've learned to also be flexible, because things aren't always going to go exactly how you want them. But that shouldn't stop you from showing up as your best self. So for example, this last Thursday, I was supposed to go to an early AM Pilates class, but I ended up sleeping in a little bit later because my body was just so exhausted from the day before, and I guess my body needed that extra sleep. So I ended up canceling my Pilates class. And even though I didn't wake up when I wanted to and I didn't go to my Pilates class, instead of kind of throwing away the day and feeling bad about myself for it, I just accepted the fact that that's what I needed in that moment, and I decided to make the best of it. So after I felt well rested, I did my morning routine and I ended up doing a workout at my gym instead. I still showed up. I still felt like my best self. Everything was fine. I still did my best. And I just now keep that in mind whenever things don't go according to plan, is I don't have to be perfect in all that I do. I just have to show up and do what I can do in that moment. And sometimes it's a 20-minute walk and sometimes it's a hour-long Pilates class. As long as I show up and I know that I did my best, that is all I care about. And making that shift has been so helpful in how I treat myself, because the old me would have totally been so hard on myself for not waking up early, not showing up to my Pilates class. I would have just been so, so horrible to myself, and it would have trickled into my day, and I would have probably self-sabotaged the entire day. But now, instead of trying to be perfect, I more so seek balance instead, and I try to listen to what I need, what I can give, where I'm at mentally, emotionally, physically, and all of that. And all of that adds up as well and makes a huge difference in the progress that you make and in how you show up and how you feel in your life in general. So don't strive for perfection. Instead, seek balance. So those are my 8 do's and don'ts when it comes to being my best self. Again, I'm sorry if I sound a little congested right now. I don't know why, it kind of just hit me as soon as I started recording, but I really hope that you resonated and enjoyed this episode. Again, take what resonates with you, leave what doesn't. To each their own. What works for me may not work for you, and that's totally okay. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it. And as a final reminder, if you're looking to better yourself in 2023, be sure to give therapy a try. BetterHelp is a great option. You can go to betterhelp.com/glowwithit to get 10% off your first month of therapy. The link to that will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Talking about money is hard. People all over the world were taught never to talk about money, politics, sex, or religion in polite company. But on this show, my goal is to remove money from that list. And so I'm excited to bring you 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning from Blind Nil Audio and executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines. Follow and listen to 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning with me, Carl Richards, wherever you get your podcasts.